Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Happy Halloween. It is a chilly one. Maybe the best costume this evening would be to go out as an Eskimo. On today's show, you think ghosts and goblins are scary. What about multi-drug-resistant aqua bugs that breed in our water system? Well, they exist, and they're being created by us and our use of antibiotics. I'll talk to a University of Michigan professor studying this concerning development. And while the unemployment rate in the greater Lansing area is now below 8%, is it just a fluke, or are we really starting to see some real job growth in the Tri-County area? I'll talk to the regional economic analyst about that. But first, almost 20 years since term limits took effect in Lansing, and state lawmakers have come and gone, often leaving due to reaching their limit. There's been criticism that the structure doesn't allow for experienced lawmakers to be able to stay and use their knowledge at the Capitol. New legislation set to be proposed by State Representative Rick Olson aims to change that somewhat, and he joins me now to talk about the pending proposal. Welcome to the program, Representative Olson.
Good evening. Thank you.
Before we get to the details of your bill, what are your thoughts about term limits? They've been in place since 1993. Have they, in fact, been a good thing for the legislative process at the Capitol?
Well, term limits are still very, very popular among the voters, but people who are knowledgeable in the Lansing scene really have concluded that it probably wasn't such a good idea. Even Governor Engler, whom really promoted term limits back when he was governor, now says, in retrospect, that was one of the worst things I did. So, other people like longtime lawyer Richard McClellan here in Lansing calls it the mandatory inexperience law. That's really what I was trying to get at.
So I guess we're limited to 14 years, though. Do you agree, though, that lawmakers staying in one position for many decades was not a good thing in the big picture, and that some limits do need to be in place?
Oh, I think some limits do. I don't think anybody really likes the idea of a career politician who's there forever. So it's really a matter of striking some balance. And today's law currently restricts the state representative to 3 2-year terms and state senators to 2 4-year terms, which if you were able to stack those up like Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville will be able to, that totals 14 years. So the proposal that I'm putting out and getting signatures on the floor this week before I introduce it, is really what the bipartisan freshman caucus a couple of years ago said, well, let's still retain term limits, but let's say that the legislator could serve 14 years, but of any combination. In other words, state representative, for example, could be there as long as 7 2-year terms.
I see. So we're looking at up to 14 years in one body. Now, is that in terms of the effect of that? What would that be in your mind in terms of giving someone 14 years? Rather than, let's say, 6 years in the House?
Well, the difficulty right now is most of the issues that we are dealing with, the really important ones, are highly complex. And it's very, very difficult for a first-term or even a second-term legislator to really get fully up to speed on some of these issues. And so what happens is most of us, we look to someone who is an expert in that area, and seeing as we don't have time to get fully up to speed on that topic, to follow that particular leader in that subject area. And another subject area follows someone else. Meanwhile, we can get fairly familiar with the issues that are coming through our committees, but even then, the really, really complex issues, even the ones coming to our committees, you have to put an enormous amount of time and to get up to speed on those. Mm-hmm. And that means you can only get up to speed on a very few number of the important issues.
Well, you're a Republican, and many point to the current legislature as being enormously successful at moving all kinds of legislation, as you did with the budget and now are doing. How is that being an issue now then in terms of the legislature and the inexperience it has? Is it not just as effective now as it would be if it had more experience?
Well, what's happened is you know, right now we've got a Republican governor and a Republican majority in the Senate and the House, and so what we've had is a lot of following. You know, bills being proposed by the governor or a seasoned legislator, and most of the 63 freshmen and state representatives really had little choice to do but to follow on most of these bills, the really complex ones. We've got really good people here on both sides of the aisle, but the question is, do we have enough time to really become an expert in an area? Mm-hmm. One point that I really would like to make, though, is the proposal that I'm putting forth would not take effect until for those legislators first elected in November 2014. So no current legislator would be benefited by the change that I'm proposing. Otherwise, we would just be attacked as being self-serving.
I'm talking to State Representative Rick Olson about his pending proposal to change the structure of the 14-year term limit. You're almost saying, though, that the current legislators, if they had more experience, they would approach some of the proposals the governor has put forward and that they've passed maybe in a different way, and perhaps they'd even give them more resistance.
I think that's entirely possible. We'd have certainly been, you know, many of us would have been able to dug deeper on more issues. You know, as it is, each of us have had an opportunity to dig deep on a few issues, but there would be many more of us would have had an opportunity to dig deep on many more issues. So I think it might have been more critical.
Now, are you concerned then that we could be moving legislation through the Capitol that may not be really what it seems to be, and may actually be ultimately harmful rather than beneficial, since the knowledge base isn't really there by some legislators?
Oh, I don't know if anything's been harmful, but an area that I am very familiar with is health insurance for school employees, and Senate Bill 7, which dealt with public employees paying a greater proportion of their health insurance costs. Well, we've passed the bill that I think goes a long way to doing the right thing. However, there are a number of ambiguities in the bill right now that which is coming to light, and it's saying, now what's the best way to deal with those? Should we just leave them as ambiguities and allow the various unions and the school districts and the municipalities fight it out in court to clarify what the law really says?
Mm-hmm.
Or are those kinds of things that we should double back in and really, really clearly define some things now that the questions have come to light?
I see. So, well, it's certainly an ambiguity can lead to all kinds of complications. Only about a minute and a half left. Now, the personal relationships at the Capitol and the legislature, now, have they been changed? And do you think that they're affected by these short-term limits and the fact that people may not really get to know each other as well as they should?
Oh, I think that is definitely a factor, because until you really get to know someone over a period of time, it's hard to develop the trust. And as such, it's then makes it harder to work across the aisle on specific hard issues. So I think that is a factor. But I don't know that long term is necessarily the cure either. If you look at the federal government, that many of those have been there for a long time, and we've got deadlock there. So I don't think that any of these things are a panacea. Just something that's going to be a cure all.
And by excluding the current lawmakers from this bill, why is that? I mean, ultimately, they'd be limited by the 14 years anyway. Would it not be beneficial to have them at this point remain in the bodies they're in if they want to continue working?
I think it would be beneficial, but I think it would be very difficult to get the votes for a House joint resolution like this if the representative or senator is then going to be attacked on the campaign trail as being self-serving.
I see. Well, State Representative Rick Olson, a Republican, and now proposing or set to propose legislation that would alter some aspects of the current term limit structure we have here in Michigan. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.